01, pretty good. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome, and thank you for joining us over these next 2 days in our workshop that's titled Community-Based Monitoring Observing Alaska's Coasts and Oceans. So my name is Paula Cullenberg. I'm the director of Alaska Sea Grant, and Sea Grant is a University of Alaska partnership with the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. And there are 31 Sea Grant programs around the country. They all have three parts, extension outreach, research, and education. And so in our state, we have, for extension and outreach, we have 14 marine advisory agents that live and work in eight coastal communities around the state. We also support coastal research, and we train quite a few graduate students through that research. And we promote marine education, such as this workshop. We have we put out publications, and there's some catalogs out front that are a new catalog if you'd like to look at those. And we have a K-8 curriculum called Alaska Seas and Rivers. So everything that we do in Alaska Sea Grant is really focused on the health of our coastal ecosystems and supporting the people that in our state that depend on our coastal ecosystems for their livelihood, for their well-being, their cultural well-being, for their food, for their recreation, and that's sort of who we are. And we are really happy to partner with the Alaska Ocean Observing System to coordinate this workshop. I think the need to sit down and really analyze how to encourage successful community-based monitoring in our state is something that Molly McCammon and I and others here have been talking about for quite a few years, so I think we're really happy to actually see this come to fruition and happy to see so many of you here with us for the next 2 days. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of reasons why we should encourage community-based monitoring in Alaska, and I just wanted to mention a couple of examples that I'm familiar with. About 10 years ago when Reed Brewer went out to Unalaska as the first marine advisory agent in that position, he was engulfed shortly afterwards with the Selendang IU tragedy that happened, the grounding of that ship, and there was some loss of life that was very tragic, and then there was also some fuel oil that was spilled and a lot of soybeans, and Reed just was soon launched in really trying to support that community in trying to respond and understand the impacts for that. And I think one of the things that came out of that from his perspective was the need to understand what was there before, what the coastline in that region was really made up of, what was important, so that when a disaster like that happened, and it seems like things like that happen around our state frequently, the community in Unalaska could understand and have a feeling for what had changed and understanding that change. And I think another example that's just a couple years old is, again, with our marine advisory agent up in Nome, Gay Sheffield, looking at really hearing from subsistence hunters along the coastline of the Bering Sea, all the way from Bristol Bay up north, about observations about seals that were being harvested that didn't look healthy. They had lost fur. They had, they had skin lesions, and that particular predicament, I think, was a really good example of community observations and community monitoring. That while I don't think that has led to a clear understanding or a diagnosis of what's going on with the seals, it was. It did heighten the amount of research that's being done by NOAA through designating that as an unusual mortality event and bringing research and scientific knowledge together to try and look at that issue and what caused that. And that really came from communities taking pictures and corresponding and taking samples and alerting people that in the state that was going on. So that was another example. And you know, just last week, a number of us sat together and talked about whether or not there should be a water sampling program in the state looking at radioactivity levels, because there's a lot of concern in the state about what happened with the Fukushima earthquake and tsunami and the resultant accident at the nuclear power plant, and will that impact us? Will that impact our food? I think there's interest in some of the agencies now in developing a sampling program, and that interest came from the concern and the vocalization of the community. So I think those are some really good examples, and there's lots more on why this is an important meeting, this is an important subject for us to talk about. And so this workshop is not designed to develop a new sampling program or monitoring program. We're not trying to determine whether one monitoring program that's ongoing is better than another or worse than another. What we want to do is share and network and exchange ideas over the next 2 days, and at the end, see if we can better define what makes a community-based monitoring program in Alaska effective, useful, and sustainable. So we hope that we'll be able to come out of this workshop with some guidelines or maybe some best practices that will help future programs as they're being designed and developed. But I think also we would like you to come away from the workshop with some new ideas and shared resources that will really strengthen the programs that are going on already in our state. So that means that this is a working workshop. It's an interactive workshop. And so much of our time this afternoon and tomorrow will be in small groups where we can learn from each other. And then after the workshop, there'll be a group of people, and you're welcome to join this if you liked, that will be convening to try and write up some of the results of the workshop and maybe into a format of best practices or guidelines, and then we'll be circulating that information and putting it online, and that's sort of our outcome of what we're trying to get out of the next 2 days. So let me just cover a few housekeeping details before I introduce our first speaker. Let's see, if you have not registered yet, please go outside and do so and get a name tag. Please complete the workshop evaluations at the end of the day today. And Marilyn, where are they? Where are the workshop evaluations?
They're on your table, and there are colored set of papers.
Okay. Yeah, so the green piece of paper, and we're going to do an evaluation today, and we're going to do an evaluation tomorrow. So we'd really like your feedback. We're going to do a drawing both of those days for excellent prizes as an incentive to fill out your evaluation form. So keep that in mind. And we'll probably have a box here up front for the evaluations up by where Andy is. Yep. Okay. So today we're going to focus on today's presentations and the breakout activities. We're going to focus on purpose, objectives, outcomes, and indicators of success. And tomorrow we're going to talk about using those observations for scientific resource management or policy purposes. And we're very grateful that we have former Lieutenant Governor Fran Ulmer here, who's going to provide some closing comments, and she's actually here right now. Thank you. And Reggie Jewell was also going to join us, and he has had a death in the family, so he won't be here tomorrow. Just wanted to mention that. Let's see. If you have a travel scholarship to come here, please contact Robin. Robin, why don't you stand up? Robin Dublin. And she's got a little bit of paperwork for you to do. Let's see. What else am I supposed to tell you? If you have any technology or tools, anything from a database where you'd like to store your data to a piece of monitoring equipment, please see Beverly Bradley, who's right here in pink-purple sweater, and she can help you set that up on a table, because tomorrow at lunch we're going to have sort of a community-based monitoring expo. We're going to have a number of different monitoring tools and programs demonstrating around some tables at lunchtime. So if you'd like to participate in that, please do so. I also would like to recognize and appreciate the hard work that's gone into this workshop. And so I'm going to read off the members of the steering committee, and I just ask you to stand up and wave your hands a little bit. So we have Molly McCammon, Robin Dublin, Lil Alessa, Ellen Tyler, Marilyn Sigmund, Carolyn Behe, Gary Freitag, and Marianne Fidel, who helped us put this together. So thank you very much. And you can see our sponsors are the Alaska Center for Ocean Science and Education Excellence, COSI Alaska, AO's Sea Grant, Aleutian and Bering Sea Islands Landscape Conservation Cooperative, Center for Global Change and Arctic System Research, Gulf Watch Alaska, National Science Foundation, North Pacific Research Board, Northwest Arctic Bureau, and the United States Arctic Research Commission. And in particular, I would really like to thank a number of four people that have really been kind of the movers and shakers putting together the workshop. First of all, Ellen Tyler from AOS has really been kind of the primary coordinator. She's kept the momentum going. I mean, she's been persistent, and she's been on us, and that's been really useful. She organized the planning group, the planning meetings. She contacted the speakers. She coordinated the logistics. Also, Marilyn Sigman with Alaska Sea Grant and COSI Alaska was really integral, as well as writing the coast community-based monitoring literature search, definitions, developing the program. Carol Kaner, who's out in the registration table, was from Alaska Sea Grant, developed the website and the program and coordinated registration and public information. And Robin Dublin with COSI coordinated many travel scholarships and supported the evaluation of this workshop. And as I said, Molly and I were kind of primary initiators and helped with planning and logistics and funding, but I would appreciate if we'd give a hand to those four folks especially. Okay, so I would like to introduce our first speaker. Where is he? Where are you, Henry? Okay, thank you.